You're on.
First of all, I think I want to thank David for having the courage to give the service over to the women. So beautiful this morning. As I was coming in, I just felt the presence of the Lord like a dove. And we beheld his glory. Our precious Lord, slain before the foundation of the world for the redemption of our sins. He's our open door that while we were yet dead in our sins, his body was broken and his blood slain, so that we could have everlasting life with him. He's the head of the body. He's placed us in the body where it pleases him. And he can no more deny any member of his body than he would deny himself. He's never going to do it. He's never going to deny himself to us. I called David a couple weeks ago after the women's meeting and asked him if some of us could share what we witnessed and what we beheld of the Lord as we came together. And David, I just am so grateful to be a part of this family. We have a pastor with a shepherd's heart, so willing to let people come together and just really be ourselves. Thank you for that. Amen. So I'm just going to tell a story of what happened. Our assignment before we came together was that we were going to be asked to share what the Lord was doing in our hearts. And I absolutely cringed. I'd been in a season with the Lord where honestly I just didn't know what in the heck he was doing with me. I felt like the most unspiritual person in the world. And I was not looking forward to coming together with the women and sharing some things that honestly I really didn't want exposed. But I brought my walls down and I just said, Lord, I'm going to be vulnerable here and just see what happens. So we all gathered together, and Carolyn, I don't know how many of us, like 25 or something, okay. And so the first thing that Carolyn says is, this is a safe environment. Whatever you want to share here is going to be kept between us. And you know, as soon as she said that, I felt the power of the Holy Spirit. I felt the presence of the Lord. And the next thing you know, it's like fluid flowing, like no beginning or end to it, how the Holy Spirit was moving through each one. And as we just let our hearts be open just to be vulnerable to the Lord and to one another. The word of knowledge, wisdom, discernment just began to flow. And with such faith and love, and each person was met. And so I wanted to share, because I think this is what the season we're in. It's God is, he's safe. He's the safe place. He's where we come. And as we're vulnerable and as we're open, just being who we are ourselves, his presence begins to flow. You don't have to do anything. Okay? Very a key to the kingdom of God and the presence of God flowing. Okay. So now it's a personal time. And God says, I need to be vulnerable. I'm going to be vulnerable. So when it came to my turn to share what God was doing in my life, I read a scripture. And it's in 1 Kings 19. Now, Elijah is on the run. Jezebel is after him. She's an idolatress. She's got, you know, Baal, and the prophets worshiping Baal, and Elijah has just destroyed the prophets of Baal, and she's after him to kill him. She doesn't like what God's doing in him. And so now Elijah gets fearful of his life, and he runs. And he runs into a cave, and he's hiding out there. And look what God does for him. 1 Kings 19, 9 through 12. Oh, gosh. Can't read. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. So maybe the Lord isn't always in the things we think, the big things. Maybe he's in that gentle whisper. Now, God did not really concern himself with all the lamenting that Elijah was presenting before him. He just came in the gentle whisper and gave him the next assignment. Okay. One more thing I want to share about where I've been in the season with the Lord. And one thing I know is that repentance is the way to the kingdom. This is the parable of the two sons, Matthew 21, 28 through 32. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. "I don't want to do it." The Lord's giving an assignment. "I will not," he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his grace. Even when we're unwilling, right? Repentance is the way to the Father's heart. Okay, so what do I think is we're moving into this season? Well, the Lord pretty much confirmed this morning what he's doing. He's the head of the body. All the members are in the body where he's placed them, where it's pleased him. He's the bread of life. He's the one who is going to feed us and take care of us. And as he feeds us and he takes care of us, then we are to share what God has given us for the growth of the body. Amen?
First of all, I wanted to say that the women's meetings are just such a very, very special thing to not only me, but I'm sure to everybody. They've been really special, and it's all about his presence, his holy presence, and his love. But this one, this last one, was exceptionally great, good. But the moving of the Holy Spirit was just amazing. And his Holy Spirit brought an awareness of knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. That's what I thought it really brought. And it also opened our eyes to see each other in love the way that the Lord sees us, and believing for each other, praying for each other, just as the scripture tells us to do. And he definitely had his way. And in the past, I've been to some of the women's meetings where, you know, we have been going through the Bill Johnson's books, and every month there's a new chapter. But I mean, we've gone to meetings where the Holy Spirit just did not want us to go through the chapter at all. He had something else for us, and we just submit to the Holy Spirit. But it's just amazing. Another thing that I see coming through us is a lot of breakthroughs, and we also were claiming the authority that we have in Christ in one another, and just seeing a lot of breakthroughs. But that's about it. what I have to share.
From my heart. What's happening at the ladies' Bible studies is not just meant for the ladies. It's meant for each one of you, and it's meant for the body of Christ. It's very important, the most important thing to you, that you have a personal relationship with God the Father, with God the Son, and with God the Holy Spirit. It's that intimate relationship that will cause you to draw into Him, and it will draw Him into you, and it will change your heart. You have needs that the Father knows. He knows the deepest needs of your heart. What He wants you to do is to bring them before Him. In order to do that, He wants you to know you're safe in Him. Even the darkest part of your heart, He knows. There is nothing hidden. You're not going to surprise Him. Okay? He may surprise you. So it's from that intimacy that we draw together. I made some personal decisions in the last year. And what I'm about to share with you is called a testimony. When we proclaim what God has done in our lives, that's a testimony. And that testimony, because God has done it in our lives, it creates faith. And when we tell it, guess what happens? It's a seed that gets planted in the hearer, in the listener. So I decided about a year ago that I was going to turn my life upside down. I went from being a job-centered person to being a father-centered person. I told the Lord, it's time for me to be about my Father's business. And I want to do what you want me to do, which meant that I had to get to know my Father. So that intimacy that I'm talking about, it drew me into His heart, and that's what He wanted for me. And He told me that He would always be there for me from the beginning of my life to the end of my life on earth to the adventure that comes next. So when we have our study, yes, we are studying a book by Bill Johnson, but the material in that study, it's alive, it's living, and it's actually what God is speaking, because He confirms it to each heart that is there. From that, we take that word and we exercise it. And this is different from any other Bible study that I have been in, because something happens. Now, I told the Lord when I started, Carol asked me to start to lead the Bible study, and I told the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, it's your show. This is not the Carolyn show. This is not the Carolyn show. This is not the Living Word show. This is the Holy Spirit show. And I promise that you can do whatever you want. And there's a freedom in that that I want you to understand. Because as you are intimate with the Lord, and as you are drawn to Him, as He is drawn to you, guess what? You become free. Figure that one out. I'll tell you why. Because the way you were raised, there are things that happen to you that break your heart. They break your soul. They cause you to become discouraged. But the Lord has more for you. So, moving on, when we take this word, we actually walk in it. We exercise it immediately. So as we read the essential guide to healing, because we have people in this church who have been really sick, and we wanted to pray for them and be able to have the Holy Spirit come and begin the healing process. And we discovered a lot of things about healing, because a person is a complicated person. He or she is three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And when the wounding comes, it comes on multiple levels. So when you pray, when you're praying for healing, and you see a person with a problem with his hand, okay, or a problem with their back, and you pray for them, it's funny. The Holy Spirit sometimes doesn't have it in mind to pray for that physical ailment, but we'll go deeper into healing the soul, healing the heart. We've just learned these things, that the Holy Spirit is not limited, and we have to listen. So when we got together, it was a practice of what we'd already been practicing, in that we obey the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit talks to us. He shows us things. And as we have faith for one another, we pray for the physical ailment, but we also pray for what the word of knowledge shows us. And for us, as women, our hearts have been broken. There has been abuse. There's been warfare. There's been a lot of what little Satan, I call him little, because he doesn't deserve a capital S. He deserves a little S. And warfare. And again, it's not a capital W. It's a little W, because that's what he deserves. And I'm being generous when I say he deserves that. Okay. So when the word of knowledge comes, the Holy Spirit always, always comes with it and does what the heart needs. And it's been my privilege and my honor to serve the Holy Spirit in this way, because he is setting us free. The miracles that have come, I mean, Carol will tell you, Carol and I, we would talk on the phone and we'd say, we're going into this word and we don't see anything happen. I mean, when we lost John Van Tile, when we lost Jerry Horning, I mean, these are losses. And there are losses that we give to the Lord, and our heart grieves. But they are not grieving. We grieve, and life is full of loss. It's, you know, Peter said it, you know, suffering, you know. When I think of Peter, I think of, you know, 1 Peter, I think of, he said it's suffering, and I'm like, oh, great. You know, but because we love one another, and when we're no longer together, when they have gone to be with the Lord, the human part of me does suffer, and I take it to the Lord because he wants me to be honest with him, and it's that intimacy that we have with him. And as we share that grief, he brings a healing. So, I know I'm getting long-winded, sorry. As we read, as we pray for healing, the Holy Spirit heals in unexpected ways, but he does heal. And as the word of knowledge comes, it's not what we expect, but it's what the Holy Spirit expects. And we are obedient, and things happen, and a unity becomes real. There comes a oneness because the Holy Spirit is drawing us together to care for one another, to truly love one another as we pray for each other. As we study, we practice the word becomes real. We have women who say, something's wrong with my neck, and we lay hands on her and we pray for her and she feels better. It's just an example, but it's the exercise. And the oneness of loving one another in the Holy Spirit, that's what we're after. Because that's what the early church had. It's that oneness for one another. I mean, they said they put their bank accounts before each other. You know, they put their land and shared it. And they did it because of the love that they had for one another. And it was the love that the Holy Spirit gave to them for each other. Deborah said a couple things that were excellentamundo. That God is not in the wind. God is not in the fire. I mean, those are magician magic tricks. But God is in the gentle voice. So I wanted to say Isaiah 42. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice on the earth. In his law the islands will put their hope. That gentle whisper is to you, and it's to your heart, because your heart is a tender thing when the Lord gets done with it. It might be a little bit hard. There might be a little crust over it. There might be a scar over it. But with the relationship with him, it becomes tender. And guess what? The Lord's heart is tender towards you. And it's always tender towards you. Always. So as the Holy Spirit comes, be reverential in your relationship with the Lord as you become intimate with him. He is so precious as you are precious to him. You are valuable as he is valuable to you. You are valuable to him. And I just bless you to truly know him. And as you know him, you will know one another. And as you know one another, you will love one another. And the oneness of the Holy Spirit will fill this house and your heart. Thank you.
Thought that just hit me is our Heavenly Father is a safe place. God is truly good, therefore we can be vulnerable, we can be open, we can trust his nature and his presence and be ourselves. I think that was just imparted throughout all the revelation that came this morning. And I just want to say I am so blessed. The ones that shared today, Deborah, Vivian, Carolyn, others that did not share, but your hearts are up here. I know it's all, there's such a oneness with the women in the church here. There's such an anointing and a presence with you. And the sharing today, I just felt the Lord's heart come through so strong. So thank you. Blessings to you. Special blessing to Carol, who physically cannot be here today. In fact, we're going by afterwards to visit Bob. But I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. It's just such a blessing to all of us. Let's stand, can we? Heavenly Father, as we prepare for this coming week, we have been touched by your living presence today. In what's being shared as we worship this morning, there's just something very real happening to our hearts. And our prayer is, Father, that this reality doesn't diminish with the challenges of the week, but actually that your presence grows and becomes stronger each day forward. Lord, we want to be a people that just not only figure things out, of course we want revelation, but more importantly, we want to be a people that carry your presence and manifest who you really are to the world around us. Thank you. Amen. We're dismissed.